With Scotty J and Alex. I am, as always, the Great White Snark, Scotty J.
And I am one of his children.
You know you missed us, folks.
Who doesn't miss us?
Well, true, but I mean, we took an extended break that we didn't count on because life happens.
It's not so much life happens, it's shit that happens.
That's why I was being nice and said life happens.
You don't need to sugarcoat it with these people.
Well, you got a point there, son.
We're all grown up here.
You're right. There's no need to sugarcoat it. We're not Willy Wonka.
No.
Okay. I'm glad we're back together doing this because this is a topic that I've wanted to do for a while, and I wanted you here to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, before we've talked about predictions and psychics and stuff. Well, as always, when the new year rolls around, there's always some tabloid in Walmart or in the checkout lane of the supermarket that says Nostradamus predictions for 2021.
Yeah.
Well, see, when I was a kid, you'd get like Nostradamus predictions for the year, and then who was that? Jean Dixon. She was another one. Of course, Gene Dixon also gave predictions to Ronald Reagan, so, I mean,
there could be a lot of fault at that.
Well, right, but, I mean, you know, he was real big into astrology and everything, so he'd have Gene Dixon come into the White House and be like, "Well, Gene, what's in the cards for me today?" So, I figured, you know, let's look at the most famous of all the predictions there, Nostradamus. I see what makes Nostradamus so special, I guess you could say special, is
he's special in his own kind of way.
Well, he's been dead for about 500 years.
Who knows, he could be rolling in his grave calling him special.
Right. I mean, he's been dead for about 400 or 500 years now, but yet somehow this dude's predictions are still, like, relevant today.
Hey, he could tell the future, I guess, in some ways.
Now, his name was, his full name was Michel de Nostradamus. He was French, and he was born either the 14th or 21st of December in 1503. We don't really
know. It was somewhere between there.
Right. In the Saint-Rémy de Provence in Provence, France. Mm-hmm. Now, what's nice about there is the place that said that he's still, or the place that is kind of like his birthplace.
Yeah.
It still stands. So tourists can go there and see Nostradamus, see the birthplace. Now, what he was known for is these the style of predictions that he did were called quatrains. And what he would do is he would get like a bowl of water,
yeah,
and he like stare into the bowl of water, and he'd come up with these predictions, and they're written. They're called quatrains because of how they're written.
How are they written?
Well, it's almost like haiku. Now, I'll just give you like a general. I'll give you like a general one here from this book that's been published over and over called The Complete Prophecies of Nostradamus.
All right.
Beneath the food of ruminating animals, led by them to the belly of the fodder city, soldiers hidden, their arms making a noise, tried not far from the city of Antibes.
Sounds like he's trying to be fucking Riddler.
Right, you know, hey, riddle me this, Batman.
Riddle me this goes into very detailed explanation of a riddle.
Well, and the thing is, there are, okay, here's one. Since, the thing is sometimes his predictions were like, well, like most predictions, they're generalized.
The words of a madman.
Well, yeah, that too. But the thing is, some people think that he predicted the coronavirus. Now, I'm pulling it up here.
Anyone could have probably predicted the coronavirus.
Okay. The Prophecies of Nostradamus is a complete translation of the original text first published in 1973. Happened to have a copy lying around for lockdown, and today I found both a reference to plague, lightning, and hail at the end of March. Now, this is the actual prediction. In this feeble list, great calamity through America and Lombardy, the fire in the ship, plague and captivity, Mercury and Sagittarius, Saturn warning. Now,
if all that does happen at the end of March, there's a problem.
Right. Well, see, what they're trying to say is, in this prediction that he made back in the 1500s, he was predicting the coronavirus.
Yeah, but if that part of the prediction comes true at the end of March, we need to stop fucking listening to this man.
Now, this one coming up, a lot of people feel that this was this is interpreted as predicting World War I and the flu epidemic, the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
The dreadful war which prepared in the West. The following year, the pestilence will come. So very horrible, but that young nor old nor animal will survive.
It's pestilence. Nothing survives.
Now, he also, for those of you out there that are waiting for it, he also predicted a zombie apocalypse.
If that happens, the gamers are the ones to save us all.
And the rednecks.
Hey, the rednecks are just target practice. I'm not going there. They're just a distraction.
Right. Now, he said, the year of the great seventh number accomplished, it will appear at the time of the games of slaughter, not far from the age of the great millennium, when the dead will come out of their graves. So people are trying to say that in 2027.
Hey, if that happens in 2027 to some of us gamers that talk about this in school, we're going to have a fucking field day.
Right.
We're going to sit there and say, we told you.
We told you, goddammit, the zombies were coming.
You thought we were just talking about this the past time in class. Yes and no.
Okay. So, now some people, like I said, some people believe that he predicted the future. Now some people think he predicted the death of Henry II.
The death of who?
Henry II. He was a king of England.
I know King Henry VIII, but not the second.
Well, this is six before him.
Yeah.
You know, we keep the name, we just add a number. Now, actually, Henry II was of France. He knew Nostradamus, and Henry actually turned out to be see, Nostradamus thought that he was invincible, but turns out he was.
Someone said, bet, and here we are 500 years later.
Now, he was 40 years old when Henry II passed.
Nice.
And he died of, in the summer of 1559, he was at a jousting tournament to celebrate a peace treaty. Now, during a joust with one of his young soldiers, the soldier's lance shattered, driving splinters into the king's eye and skull. Yeah, think about it. I mean, he's wearing a helmet, so you had to get, like, bust that thing good enough to get through those little slits on the visor.
Mm-hmm.
So, slow and painful death from sepsis followed, and many believe it was foretold by Nostradamus. The quatrain in question is, the young lion will overcome the older one, and that he will pierce his eyes through a golden cage, and that two wounds will ensure a cruel death.
From how this is sounding, it sounds like back then Nostradamus was fucking God.
Well, some people think it, you know. Some people think that he did, that he predicted it. Now, some people think that in 1666 there was a great fire in London.
Yeah.
Well, some people believe that he predicted it. So here's
what he wrote. Was he like our first supercomputer that can die?
That's right. The blood of the just will commit a fault at London, burnt through lightning of 23s the 6. The ancient lady will fall from her high place. Several of the same sect will be killed. So they think that, you know, if you interpret the 23s the 6, it's 66.
Okay.
20 times 3 plus 6.
Uh-huh.
And the mention of London and references to death, and you can see why it is believed to be the prophecy of the Great Fire of London in 1666. Now, the Great Fire was set off by a flame in a bakery, not by lightning. And we're still not sure what the ancient lady signifies. Maybe London itself, we don't know. Now, here's one that gets...
I would say the queen, but the queen's pretty old.
Well, I don't even know who was queen in 1666.
That would be a Google question.
Right. Alexa. Now, some people think that he predicted the coming of Adolf Hitler. Yeah. From the depths of... Yeah. I'm going to read it, and I'll show you how people think that he was referring to Hitler, okay?
Okay.
From the depths of the west of Europe, a young child will be born of poor people. He will, by his tongue, seduce a great troop, and his fame will spread far beyond Europe. Now, another quatrain of possible significance mentions fighting close by the Hister, which is either a loose reference to Hitler or a more mundane mention of the old name of the Danube River.
Okay, what drugs was this man taking?
I don't know, but man, he should have shared.
Yeah. But Nostradamus, share us some of your future predicting drugs.
I mean, if you look into Hitler's life, he was born of poor parents.
Yeah, and...
And he did rise to power, and he seduced Germany with his speaking skills.
Speaking skills or good looks...
Well, Hitler wasn't a good-looking man.
Not to everyone else, but maybe to the Germans.
But to Eva Braun, he was everything.
You never know. But now I'm starting to get curious about the water Nostradamus had.
I bet it was vodka, but, you know. I can't be too sure.
Yeah.
And also, there's another one who, what they think he predicted the atomic bombs falling. Because he wrote, within two cities there will be scourges the like of which has never seen.
In which that has kind of happened.
Also in the Quatrain, it's foretelling famine within plague and people put out by steel. So they're thinking, okay, well, the famine of plagues is what happens from radiation poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And put out by steel, the planes flying overhead, dropping the bombs.
But wouldn't put out by steel be the cause of the famine and plague?
Well, right, because they came... Now, some people also feel, and this will probably be our last one, that he predicted the Kennedy assassination. Because a commonly quoted contender is a bit that reads, from on high, evil will fall on the great man. A dead innocent will be accused of the deed. Now, Lee Harvey Oswald was up in the book depository.
Mm-hmm.
He fired the shots that killed Kennedy, depending if you believe the conspiracy theories.
There's someone who kind of vanished who knows what all happened to that.
Right. But then they say, a dead innocent will be accused of the deed. Well, here's the funny thing about Lee Harv. I feel that I know him well enough I could call him Lee Harv. He was arrested.
Yeah.
And as he was, and this is all on film, okay? This is all on film. As he's walking out of the police station, he's saying, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. The local strip club owner, Jack Ruby, mm-hmm. who they believe had some ties to the mob,
yeah,
comes into the police headquarters right where they're bringing Lee Harvey, fires two shots and kills him on camera.
Wow.
Which fuels a lot of the conspiracy theories that, well, maybe Lee Harvey really didn't kill Lincoln. Or not Lincoln. Kennedy. Yeah, Lee Harvey's...
How can you fuck that up?
Lee Harvey's part of Quantum Leap. He's leaping through time.
Hoping that the next leap would be the leap home.
That's fucked up. I'm surprised you know that.
Well, I have a father who likes to watch Quantum Leap.
Hey, I got the entire series on DVD down there.
I know.
They did do was it a two or three parter on Lee Harvey?
I don't know.
I want to say it was a two parter because Sam kept leaping into different parts of Lee Harvey's life. And like the last moment, he was Lee Harvey. He was up in the window. He fired the shot. But then he leaped down to a Secret Service agent who was guarding the Kennedys.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they never found out if Lee Harvey was working alone or with someone. But Sam changed history because in the original history, Jackie Kennedy was killed too. Sam saved Jackie Kennedy, so he changed history.
And we were told not to do that in time travel.
Well, there's rules about time travel that...
And how many shows break those rules?
Oh, fuck yeah, they break them left and right. But...
Just look at the movie series Back to the Future.
Right.
How many times has Marty fucked up history?
True. Well, in Quantum Leap, I think it was... Sam broke it a couple of times because there was a girl that he was interested in, and he leaped back to the 60s and reunited her with her dad, which in turn her and Sam stayed married. And then there was an episode where...
So Quantum Leap isn't all a bad thing.
Well, there was an episode where Al's
if
wife...
If your marriage is in danger, just go change whatever the fuck was going on in the past before you two met, and A, fix your marriage.
Well, he did that for Sam because, or Al, because Al was a pilot in Vietnam who was captured and became a POW, but they told her that, told Al's wife that he died.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came back, she was remarried. And Al had like 5 wives since then, because Al was a poon hound.
Al was a player.
But Sam went back to, because he'd been there before, he went back and he told her, he goes, listen, Al's alive and he's coming home. Told the date and everything, and he saved Al's marriage.
You owe me one.
Well, technically he did.
Start handing out them IOUs there, boy.
Right. Okay, we're going to wrap this one up. If you're looking for us, we're on Podcast Garden. Or not Podcast Garden. Fuck. This is on Anchor. God damn. Yeah, I'm fucking up big time, man. You think
wow.
I know? Right. You think I know by now.
We've been away for how long?
Well, I started doing Killers, Cults, and Nut Jobs, so that's where I kind of...
You're becoming a nut job. So you're going to do an episode on yourself.
I probably could. Anchor, all your major podcasting apps, Apple Podcast. We got the Facebook page. Join us there. And for Creepy Tales, I'm Scotty J.
I'm Alex.
Catch you later, folks.
Mm-hmm.